tomorrow. It's pretty light up until midday. Again, still, it looks like there could be a bit of breeze on. I mean, sort of at the back end of tomorrow. We can't really tell when that's going to come. We're disappointed, actually. We're getting some information out of Europe that when we're still leading out today, we're heading towards just a westerly shift, and it was going to be, you know, sort of at 12 to 18 knots. So you can only imagine how excited we were to get to that. And we got there, and it was from the west, and it was that divided by four.
Okay.
Tell me, have you got concerns about the likes of Ragamuffin and Bo Jest? Are they on your radar?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this uncharacteristic Hobart conditions really suits anything that's light. You know, anything that's a light boat that can get along. You know, so we get up and boogie. You know, sort of more at the 12 knot at advanced marker. So anything that's, you know, sort of much lighter than us, and that is always going to be a risk and will come into play in this. Again, one of those. I don't know how you guys are seeing it in there, but it's one of those ones where you could have bet on conditions like this, you know what I mean, if you wanted to.
No, exactly. We just didn't think it was going to be quite this light. But we did think it would be this close. It's a bit of a nail-biter watching everybody, wondering who's going to benefit from the light and who's going to benefit. I mean, there's so much mixed conditions that it's hard to know, hard to gauge.
Absolutely.
What's the game plan?
It's probably a part two that, you know, again, it... Sorry, go ahead.
What's the game plan for down the Tassie coast, Anthony? Are you looking to just hold the rum line?
Yeah, we're sailing off the rum line now, looking for wind out to the left. So we're well to the side of that. I can see that the boats are spread sort of around it, and with nor'easterly coming in, that'll sort of pick everyone up the track. So. Now, we've still got our same playbook as we had at the start of the race, which is staying to the left of the run line and finding our way back in when we expect the conditions to be a little bit more solid at the back end of the race. So, yeah, we're looking for any advantage or any gain we can get now. Like I said, the only difficulty is it just seems like there's no wind anywhere, which is a mathematical problem.
Have you been able to see wild oats today, and can you still see wild oats?
Yeah, we can see that the guys aren't—they're not too far ahead of us right now. We can see their sails. We can still see the red Channel 7 monocle on their sail. So yeah, we're still in contact with the guys. We're not too far astern of those guys as well.
How close did you actually get to each other today?
When we came to the point where we were neck and neck, there was probably, I'd say, maybe half a mile between the boats, maybe even a bit less. So it was probably to the point, yeah, we actually were pretty close at the changeover.
The big question on everyone's lips today has been,
not close enough to wait.
Okay.
Yeah, if the weather conditions don't suit you until late tomorrow afternoon, do you still give yourself a chance of winning this race, and how are you going to do that?
Yeah, I think so. I think the whole thing will be just, like I said, you know, the guys are working really hard right now to just keep the boat going, and that is mentally challenging enough, you know, like I said, at 4 to 5 knots of consistent wind just to keep the boat going, keep everyone motivated, but the guys are doing a good job doing that. Our best chance, I think, is just to be there, that we can be in contact. You know, there's an element too that I don't know if you'd want to be the front running boat going in to Tasman Light in this race. You know, there's going to be a little bit on there, and it might also do as it did in 2011, which is lead some track lines. I mean, for the guys coming second or third to make some decisions. So, you know, the pressure may actually be back on, you know, the leading boat, particularly, you know, sort of as they try and navigate their way in to the finale of the race. So, you know, like I said, as long as we just stay in touch and do everything we can to keep the boat somewhere in strike, you know, we're still aiming to win this race. We started off aiming to win the race, and that hasn't changed right now.
How do you see this shaping up for the 50s and 60 footers behind you?
Yeah, not too badly actually. They're in for a hell of a time once they get into the straight. We'll probably beat a bit of the weather that's coming across the trip. You know, and is we actually wish that the race started a couple of days later, so we could actually get into that weather. It suits us, you know, sort of having a crack at that. I don't know if I've amplified that enough. This weather just does not suit us at all. To us, the boat's behind us. You know, the nor'easter will kick in, and that'll bring them actually all forward. The ones who, you know, sort of aren't well into the straight by that time will have a bit of weather on, you know, sort of by late Saturday and Sunday, and it's going to be a hell of a race there as well. But you've seen, I mean, this race is so unbelievable that, you know, who would have thought that we were winning this morning when we woke up? I think we had 13 miles, you know what I mean, sort of for Wild Oats, and how quickly the lead had changed when it just stopped, when the breeze just stopped altogether. And it wasn't like there was tons of breeze last night either. You know, when we really really had the boat running and going well, we were sort of only averaging around the 14 knots sort of stuff. The petrol launch just lit up and went straight, you know, went straight tearing through the fleet. So, anything that's around that 12 or 13 will make profit on. We just need it to be more than four.